USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Democrats are introducing legislation to expand the Supreme Court. A group of U.S. Senate and House Democrats reintroduced the Judiciary Act of 2023. It's a bill that would add 4 seats to the U.S. Supreme Court. The Constitution generally grants Congress control over the size and structure of the federal courts. However, since the end of the Civil War, the court size has been set at 9 justices. Georgia's Democrat Representative Hank Johnson says the Supreme Court must expand to save democracy and the planet.
And today, a 6-3 far-right supermajority on the United States Supreme Court threatens our rights, our democracy, and our planet.
Still no deal on the nation's debt ceiling. President Biden and Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy edged closer to a deal to avoid a looming U.S. debt default yesterday. Agreeing a default is not going to happen. Republican Senator Marco Rubio on Fox News last night.
And this president, to reach a deal, that's how all these things have happened in the past, and it's Biden being late to the game and playing around with this that has brought us to this point.
Democrat leader Chuck Schumer after yesterday's meeting in Washington.
We need to pass a bipartisan bill with bipartisan support in both chambers. I asked Speaker McCarthy, does he agree with that? And he said yes.
Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron has won the state's Republican gubernatorial primary and will face incumbent Democrat Governor Andy Beshear in the November general election. Cameron came out on top in a crowded field of 12 Republican candidates.
I firmly and fully believe in the American spirit and the innovative spirit of the hardworking men and women all across this country.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated as we get this Wednesday underway. This is USA News.
So, you need life insurance, right? Protection for your family? But who has time to meet with an agent? You're busy. But what if there was a better way? A way to protect your family, your loved ones, make sure you can send your kids to college, keep the family home, no matter what happens? Well, you can. With no agent visit, no medical exam, no blood work, none of the stuff that makes life insurance a hassle. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Ethos Life Radio is a 100% online buying platform for life insurance powered by Ethos. We match you after a simple online interview with a life insurance policy that matches your needs at the best price. EthosLifeRadio.com shops your policy to over 100 carriers instantly to get you the best price. And best of all, EthosLifeRadio.com is a marketplace. This is not a lead source. Your information will not just be sold with endless emails, calls, and texts. We give you the opportunity to buy life insurance online. Simple. In less than 15 minutes online. With no medical exam if you qualify. Do the right thing for your family today. Go to EthosLifeRadio.com. EthosLifeRadio.com.
President Biden is speaking out against anti-Semitism.
He hosted lawmakers and community leaders for a reception at the White House on Tuesday to mark Jewish American Heritage Month.
In America, evil will not win. Hate will not prevail. The venom and violence of anti-Semitism will not be the story of our time.
The president also noted that the 2017 white nationalist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, was what convinced him to make a White House run in 2020. There, protesters carried torches and chanted phrases that included, "Jews will not replace us." I'm Skip Kelly.
Sherrill Parker won the Democrat primary for mayor of Philadelphia yesterday. Parker's victory positions her with the possibility of becoming the city's first female mayor. Parker supports the police tactic of stop and frisk to help deter crime and called for hiring 300 more police officers. Parker and Republican David O. move on to the November election. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is sending more than 1,100 Florida law enforcement agents and National Guard members to the Texas-Mexico border.
The move comes after a letter was sent by Texas Governor Greg Abbott calling on all 50 states to send help if they can. DeSantis responded, ordering 800 Florida National Guard members, 200 state police agents, and 100 highway patrol troopers to leave his state to go to the border. DeSantis made a similar decision in 2021 when he sent more than 100 Florida law enforcement officers to Texas' southern border for 6 weeks. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit Chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.